Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Monday, January 10th, and this is Jesse Steele. So, what do we have today? Well, the big thing that you parents in Mammoth do know today is that, well, your kids are at home. I will read you the information about that, just in case you didn't see it, and maybe a little tidbit in here that you didn't know or do know. So, dear parents and students, this is written by Jennifer Wildman, the superintendent of Mammoth Schools. This morning, MUSD met with local public health officials and the California Department of Public Health to discuss the rapidly increasing COVID cases in MUSD. Students and staff COVID cases have doubled in 1 week. We have had nearly 3 positive cases an hour during each school day this week. There has been several small outbreaks with classes that have 3 or more positive COVID cases. Husky Club has also had 7 positive cases with exposure to other students. 23% of our students have been absent every day since Tuesday of last week. 19% of our staff have been out last week. So we are lucky to have a strong collaborative relationship with our local public health department to support our school district and the community. The CDPH provided us with much needed information this morning. Mono County currently has the number one highest COVID rates in the state. Rates are so high that the National Guard has been dispatched to Mammoth to help support COVID testing. Hospitals in Mammoth and Bishop are impacted with COVID cases. Models show that COVID positivity rates in Mono County are predicted to climb for at least 2 weeks and then will hopefully begin to decrease. After serious consideration and guidance from local and state public health officials, we have come to the conclusion that we need to take action for the health and safety of our students. For this reason, a public health order will be issued saying Mammoth Unified Schools will be temporarily closed from Monday, January 10th to Friday, January 28th. They will return to school Monday, January 31st. So today would have been the only day of asynchronous learning where your kid is responsible for their own information. As of tomorrow, Tuesday, the remote learning program will likely look a lot like what it did for the week back in September. Principals and teachers need help to plan and implement the remote learning program starting Tuesday. So look for an announcement from your school Monday afternoon. I have not seen if that came out yet or not. All school-related activities are canceled in order to avoid further transmission of COVID. No athletics, no school events or meetings. Except on Zoom, of course. No school programs of any kind can meet in person at this time. Husky Club is closed and will also go remote during this time. Lunch distribution. Students and parents can pick up meals at the MHS MPR or at the front of MES, Mammoth Elementary School, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. every school day. So those of you kids and parents that are relying on school lunches, you can still get that from 11:30 to 1 p.m. iPads and hotspots may be distributed as needed on Monday, so please communicate your technology needs to your school. Students and staff are highly urged to avoid all public gatherings and exposures to others within Mono County, especially indoors. Please stay home and wear your mask if you have to go out in the community. This has obviously been an extremely hard decision and is not what we wanted to see this week. However, we believe it is the right thing to do for the health of our students. Please note that the school's closure is only temporary. We know that the next 3 weeks will be filled with hard work and determination to help keep our kids motivated and engaged. We appreciate your patience and understanding and support as we move forward together. So I know this is a hot topic issue. It's hard to say what to do in this situation, right? Because if there's a bunch of people that are sick, you can't have them at school. And if there's too many keep getting sick, you need to stop it, nip it in the bud, as it were. But kids staying home is a huge hindrance to working parents, and most people living in Mammoth are going to be working parents. So it's kind of hard to say what to do. So I guess they just had to make their right mind and go with what public health issued them to do. So don't take it too hard on the school is what I'm saying. So is there other options? I don't know. Maybe there's a better way to handle this. Why don't you go check out the story at Eastern Sierra Now and leave a comment telling me what you think should happen. How can we get around school closures for the future? So over the weekend, unfortunately, there was a fatal motorcycle accident in Death Valley. On the 8th at approximately 12 p.m., a motorcyclist was traveling eastbound on State Route 190 near Stovepipe Wells in Death Valley National Park While traveling approximately 65 miles an hour, the motorcyclist caused or allowed his motorcycle to drift off the right hand of the roadway, causing him to lose control of the motorcycle. The motorcycle crashed into a dirt and rock embankment, and the motorcyclist was ejected from the motorcycle. Personnel from the Death Valley National Park Service arrived on scene, rendered aid to the party, and transported him to Stovepipe Wells Airport. While the party was being transported by the Mercy Air helicopter to Las Vegas University Hospital, he succumbed to his injuries. Mercy Air diverted to Desert View Hospital in Pahrump, Nevada, where he was pronounced deceased. The identification of the involved party will be released through the Nye County Coroner's Office after notification of next of kin has been made, which we have not received at this time. This crash is under investigation by CHP Bishop Area. And the last thing that you, I'm sure, probably are aware of at this point, is January 7th, 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom activated the California National Guard to support local communities in their response to the escalating demand for COVID-19 testing. Mono County was assigned National Guard members who will provide increased capacity at the Sierra Star Clubhouse. That's at 2001 Sierra Star Parkway. OptumServe testing site is that's where the OptumServe testing site is in Mammoth. California has led the country's fight against COVID-19, implementing first-in-the-nation public health measures that have helped save tens of thousands of lives, said Governor Newsom. We continue to support communities in their response to COVID by bolstering testing capacity. Activation of the National Guard comes at the Omicron variant continues comes as the Omicron variant continues to spread rapidly across the globe, accounting for at least 80% of COVID-19 cases in California. The National Guard planned to deploy over 200 California National Guard members across 50 OptumServe sites throughout California. National Guard members will function as interim clinical staff while permanent staff are hired, greatly enhancing capacity for walk-ins while assisting with crowd control and backfilling for staff absences. All in all, an effort to increase testing capacity. Mammoth Hospital remains in a green status. However, the demand for testing has created a bottleneck in the emergency department and clinics for other patients trying to obtain services for various other conditions. Mammoth Hospital encourages residents and visitors to utilize OptumServe and Mono County public health clinics for COVID-19 testing and reminds exposed and/or symptomatic individuals to isolate until symptoms are resolved, regardless of the ability to test. Both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health provide COVID-19 testing clinics in Mono County, pending weather-related issues, of course. OptumServe offers testing most Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 to 7 in Mammoth Lakes at the Sierra Star Golf Course, again, 2001 Sierra Star Parkway. Testing staff typically takes lunch between 3 and 4. Pre-registration is strongly encouraged for both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health testing clinics. Mono County Public Health will be adding pop-up testing clinics as additional resources become available. The Mono County COVID-19 testing schedule for January can be accessed at the link at easternsiernow.com. You can also and are encouraged to pre-register with either OptumServe or Public Health. Both of those links are at easternsiernow.com. You know, I just love these guys. Shorty Speed Shop. I'm telling you, just amazing people. I hang out with them pretty often. Nicole and Robbie are very fun people, very smart, very caring, empathetic, wonderful human beings. I couldn't say enough. And none of that is about their business. Their business is even better. Yeah, they are completely booked as of right now. So if you need something done, go get it in and they will squeeze you in where they can. But they are doing such a good job. I think everybody's catching on that that's the place to go. So they offer preventative maintenance, smogs. Smogs is a big one. They're one of two people that do smogs in the whole area. So that's definitely something that you need. It's quick and easy. You can get in there, get it done when you need to sell a vehicle or you're buying a vehicle or whatever. They do automotive diagnostics and repair. Subarus, Toyotas, Hondas. I'm sure you could squeeze anything in there that you need to. Robbie really is great. And they do a good job on their Instagram. If you check it out, he shows different tips. Right now they're offering new 4x4 gear. There's nobody around here that just does that. So he's offering, you know, do you need your suspension lifted? Do you need to add a roll cage? Do you need to put in rocker switches for your off-road lights? Do you need to put in off-road lights? You know, Robbie's offering all that. So that's a big plus for a lot of people around here, especially me, because I got a cool Jeep. So head over to Shorty Speed Shop and get your 4x4 done, or just get your car taken care of. The number is 760-258-1342. And head over to our Instagram page at Eastern Sierra Now, where you'll find some pretty hilarious memes. We do a meme Monday, so we're putting out, you know, 4 or 5 memes every Monday. They're just local related that you'll get a giggle out of. I personally love them. I think it's great. And keep your eyes open for more YouTube videos, which should be either today or tomorrow, on taking some sweet runs up at June Mountain. The lovely Amy Smith did that for us. Shout out to everybody out there that listens and is a fan of this website and media, I don't know, empire? I wouldn't say empire. That's kind of a big word. I appreciate you. I met a lot of people this weekend that came up and just told me out of the blue how much they really like what I'm doing, and that's cool. Speaking of that, and why I'm leading into that, is I have a Patreon coming out shortly. I am just tying up the final loose ends, so keep your eye out for that. Where that's cool, if for those of you that don't know what Patreon is, let's say you don't have a business, so you can't advertise with us, you know, and if you do have a business and you want to advertise, give me a call, 760-920-8035, or info@easternsierranow.com, and we will get you set up, because this is by far the fastest growing news and entertainment website in the Eastern Sierra, and you want to be a part of that. Plus, our rates are really low, so you get a lot for your bang for your buck. But for those of you that don't have a business and you just want to help, and the reason I say this, I've had 3 separate people in the last 2 weeks just send me money because they want to see me succeed and keep this going because it's such a vital thing for our community. Well, the best way to do that is going to be Patreon. So Patreon is a website that is to help people. They can't necessarily make money. It started as an artist thing. So like if you're an artist, but how are you supposed to make money unless you sell your art, right? But a lot of people appreciate your art. So on Patreon, you sign up as a patron, which is an old concept going back to like Shakespeare days, for instance. And what that was a rich socialite would be the patron of William Shakespeare or whomever is doing the art. And they would pay them to create their art so they can have the, I wouldn't say bragging rights, but just the ability and the good-heartedness to know, hey, I'm helping create this art when I'm not the person that can do it myself, but I can help support somebody who can. And that's where the term patron comes from. So Patreon is a website where you can sign up under, we'll just use Eastern Sierra Now. So there'll be different tiers on this page once you sign up. You can pledge to donate $1 a month, $5 a month, $20 a month, whatever the different tiers are for the different pages that you go to. And each of those give you certain perks. So it might be something like you get a Eastern Sierra Now sticker, you know, or you get a new Eastern Sierra Now t-shirt as they come out, you know, that kind of thing. We do have some merch on the horizon, by the way. But what you're really doing is helping something you believe in continue to grow and build, because right now this is mainly just a hobby for me. I'm not making very much money yet, you know, it's just the small amount of sponsors that we have, but we're building and we would love to get more going and make this able to hire some more employees so we can get more news out there and get more interviews and entertaining videos and things like that. So that's where Patreon really helps. So if you're somebody that wants to help with this, you can do as little as donate $5 a month, and it'll just automatically check your credit card or whatever you sign up for that, and it just sends $5 to Eastern Sierra Now to say, hey, we appreciate it and thank you. So that'll be up in the next couple of days, and if you are interested in that, please check it out. I will have a link on the website, and we would really, really appreciate that. And thank you so much for supporting us. And if you don't got the money to give, we are so supportive of you just listening, just reading and using our news and information service. That alone is the greatest gift of all, because that's what we're doing it for. Okay, that's going to be it for Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.